Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
But here we go. Here's what Moses told the children of Israel. Exodus 14:13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again, no more forever. Wow. Stand still and let the Lord fight your battles. Isaiah, you probably know this one. Isaiah 40:31. Take a look at that one. This is my favorite one. This is probably my favorite one. You like that one? Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Now, didn't that happen? David waited on the Lord. They had no more power to weep. He encouraged himself. He waited on the Lord. And they shall mount up with wings as eagles. You ever seen an eagle just fly through the air? Man, they shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Good gracious. I'm here to tell you, David inquired of the Lord, and he waited for direction from him. Don't move quick. Take your time. I'm going to speed it up here, boy. I'm telling you, time flies up here. David asked two questions. I want you to see it. David asked two questions when he inquired of the Lord. Here we go. David asked two questions, and look at God's response. Verse 8. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? In other words, Lord, give me direction. I don't want to go before you. I don't want to step out of line. But shall I pursue this troop? And then he asked, shall I overtake them? And look at God's response. He told him to pursue. Then he told him utterly. He said, thou shalt overtake them. But what I want you to know is that the Lord said, thou shalt recover all. Isn't that good? God gave him more than he asked for. Did you see that? He didn't even ask for it. But God said, you will recover all. Satan may have taken something from you, but the Lord said, you will recover all. Think about Job. All the calamity that came upon him. And at the end, he had greater. God gives you more than enough. How about that? Isn't that awesome? He didn't even ask for that, did he? But the Lord said, you will recover all. He was already setting it up when he didn't let the people kill his family. He was already protecting them. And then the Lord said, you will recover all. He always gives you more than enough. Now, the other thing is, the Lord told David to pursue. If David did not obey God, he wouldn't have got the blessing. We have to do what God says do. And it means going. You know, he gave the children of Israel the promised land. But they had to go what? Possess it. A lot of people want a job, but they don't go looking for one. God will give it to you if you go. I'm telling you, you must go. David had to go and pursue after this troop to overtake them.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.